In Palisade District, the leaders there and school administrators have expressed concern over poor parental support to pupils in government schools. John Bosco Kolong, LC3 chairperson of Chelakura sub-county, says many parents are sending children to school without basic scholastic materials, yet teachers cannot effectively teach hungry and ill-equipped learners.
Our facility is working on very well, and the primary school is also working to the best of our knowledge. And I would like to thank the parents who have really managed deeply to make sure that they send their children to school. But amidst the all, there is a problem which is cropping up, which I've already assessed and seen from school. A parent sends the child to school without a pen or a pencil, a book, and he expects that child to excel, not knowing that you, the parent, you are now not performing your duties. And when the child now brings the poor results, you will now blame that child. And at the same time, I remember last time when we had the AGM, we the parents of Chelakura, Adodoi, and then Akwamor Primary School agreed that our children should feed at school, such that we cap down the venom of failing.
In Akisim Sub-County, District Councillor John Julius Okakio Kiror notes that many pupils are irregular, lack uniforms, and continue to struggle even in the sixth week of the school term. He is urging parents to take full responsibility for providing basic needs. Meanwhile, Moses Okiring, head teacher, Kagoli Primary School, says implementing the school feeding program remains a challenge due to low parental response, with many failing to honor resolutions agreed upon during the Parents Teachers Association PTA meetings.
In fact, we had the annual general parents meeting. We agreed about feeding at school about these learners. So parents, a few have responded, but many are crying that possibly I give them a chance, then after this term, then next term, they will bring food as they agreed to collect maize and some contribution of manna and beans. So now, I'm finding it very difficult because these children come early, very early at school, begin lessons and even any day. So now, how can a child really persist on hunger and learning? If the child capture math, so I'm only encouraging them that let them try whatever it can be possible and see that these children complete it at school.
At Ajepet Primary School in Gogonyo Sub-County, head teacher Charles Richard Oduch is calling for collective responsibility among parents to improve performance, revealing that many pupils lack essential learning materials such as the mathematical sets.
But I know we have challenges, but I want us first of all to appreciate that Ajepet Primary School is our school, and therefore we should put together our hands and see how we are going to school. To put right things which have gone possible. One thing that I have so far identified in Ajepet Primary School is that children are not feeding. And for us as teachers, we are feeding in our own way. But we are guilty to think that a child is coming, is very hungry for us. We are satisfied. How do you feed an hungry child? It is one thing that has caused the problem in Ajepet Primary School.